This is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. It's hard to envisage what the experience of judgment feels like. I imagine were I to stand alone in the dock awaiting a jury's decision, then every part of me would be focused upon judgment. Yet in everyday life, whilst I make mistakes, judgment never weighs that heavily on my mind or conscience. I imagine things were different as Noah, his family and the menagerie of creatures bobbed about on the endless waters of the flood that covered the earth they had once called home. Earlier this year, as the coronavirus COVID-19 took hold, many people found themselves confined to cruise ships. What had no doubt been a dream holiday rapidly turned into a nightmare. Their ship, well appointed and marketed as luxurious living, became a prison from which they might not escape. As Noah gazed out upon the endless waters surrounding the ark, I imagine he felt marooned and uncertain how God's purpose might work out. It was, no doubt, with joy that he received the olive branch carried back by the dove, a sign of hope that judgment was past. The olive tree is remarkable. It is robust and long-living, with an average lifespan of 800 years. It grows well in very poor soil and has the capacity to withstand drought. Hence the importance of olive oil as a sign of God's grace and healing throughout Scripture. In our last house, we planted an olive tree, and whilst plants around about it failed to flourish in poor soil, beside a busy road, this tree grew and produced olives every year. I recall it when the soil I'm planted in fails to provide me with the nutrients I need for life. I easily feel all at sea, alone and overwhelmed by what life demands of me, both my own and the lives of those I've made a commitment to, such as family members. I've few explanations for the dark experience of others, yet remind myself I am to send out a dove each day in the hope that an olive branch will be carried to me on its return. In other words, whilst my current circumstances remain bleak, I'm to practice the discipline of hope rather than slip beneath the chilling waters of despondency. This is a discipline, for I am forced to face many waves of emotion that threaten to sink me and shipwreck me on the rocks of despair. I cry aloud, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. As we enter into the God space today, how easy is it for you to find your inner resolve? Life often demands a reaction, and often in such reactions you can act in ways that are unhelpful. How might you find God, send out a daily dove, itself a symbol of peace, to go in search of a sign of hope? God's oil of healing, which restores hope for one more day in your bewildering wilderness experience. Amen. You know, just when I assume I've endured the very worst life can throw at me, I'm confronted with yet another storm that threatens to overwhelm me. Now please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And also join me this Sunday for Premier Life, where we celebrate God's love with worship, prayer and one of your own wonderful testimonies, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.